Good evening. We bid you welcome this evening to our carol service. For each one of you, it's great to see you here this evening. But we would, of course, remind you that we do worship here every Sunday. And we would give you that invitation. It's usually 10 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the evening. And having said that, next week it won't be. It will still be 10 o'clock in the morning, but there will not be a 6 o'clock meeting in the evening. But usually it is. And we would certainly take this opportunity of inviting you along.
Yes, indeed. And we're delighted to see you tonight and welcome you to worship with us and to share in this celebration of the joy of Christmas. It isn't Christmas quite yet. It seems to spread out for quite a long time. It starts in September and finishes in March in Cooper Square, I think, doesn't it, these days? But we come for this special purpose, and that is to celebrate the birth of Jesus, who was the light of the world, as it says in John's Gospel. The light of the world. Well, carol number 47, we're going to stand to sing. We're not going to have any introductions. We're straight into that which we're going to do. And we hope tonight that you'll enjoy listening to and sharing in, singing along with the folk who present their gifts tonight. Just as in those days, folk brought that which they had to Jesus, so we endeavour to bring what we have. And it's slightly different. It isn't gold or frankincense or myrrh, but it's our voices, our playing, ourselves. We bring them to him and offer them to him. And hope that tonight, that all our giving to him, that's including yourselves, will be an acceptable offering to God, and that we might leave this place enriched and glad that we've been here. Hopefully we will have had a good time, yes. Hopefully we will have learned a little. And hopefully we will go home a little more reflective than perhaps we came. It's lovely to welcome folk that we've not seen before. And I have got down on the floor down here a real live baby. And she is, how old is she now? 10 weeks, yeah. This is Eric and Cynthia's granddaughter. Now, Eric, I don't know whether he ever thought he would be a grandparent, but the joy that this has brought is something to behold. And that's what a child does when a child comes. It brings tremendous joy. Lots of heartaches later on. Yeah. But the joy of a child and all the possibilities. What can you do with it? A child, my goodness me. What will they impact on the world? It may be in 100 years' time that she's still here. Oh, it's frightening, isn't it, that? But it's possible, isn't it, with these days? Joy to the world? Well, let's share in the parents' joy of the first Christmas as well as we sing our first carol. Thanks ever so much, bandstand. To take your seats. Carol number five. A little bit more modern and written by Joy Webb, who was a member of the Joy Strings, for those folk who are now getting on in years, and used to watch Top of the Pops with Jimmy Savile years ago. And now Joy is well retired, but she wrote this lovely carol, A Starry Night, which ends in the chorus with something wonderful. We start with a baby and we end with the King of all the world. So shall we stand and we'll sing the verses through. There are only two. Thanks ever so much. Straight through. To take your seats once more. And we're going to listen now to the Ministry of Our Songs to Brigade. Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Following on from the carol that we've just sung, this song is also by Joy Webb, as of the former Joy String, as name has just said. And I think the last verse of this carol sums up the meaning of Christmas for us. As we sing, so centre your Christmas in loving and caring, and mean every carol you sing. The secular trimmings will fade into nothing, and you will be left with the joy of the message the Christ child came to bring.
Thank you.
thanks very much, singing company. Oh, sorry. Do you know, I'm doing two things at once. We're not good at multitasking, we men, aren't, are we? There used to be in the singing company many of these folk down here, but then they grew up. It's a compliment. It's the nicest thing that's been said about you all day, isn't it, Dot? Of course it is, yeah. Still in the singing company at 80-odd, can't be bad. Well, many years ago, many of us did receive that lovely message, and it did something to us, and it's a very special time of year for everybody, I feel. Even folk that you wouldn't really think might have a lot to rejoice about. We were privileged, as Keith mentioned just briefly, to go to Foston Hall Prison on Wednesday evening. Now, Foston Hall Prison is a high-security women's prison. Not the kind of place you really want to go if you don't have to. They start at the age of 17 in there, and there are some very, very interesting young women. And it was great, perhaps for the first time, that since for a while it seems to be more regimented in the past, to be able to talk to some of these folk and to listen to them singing. We go there, we play carols to them, and we sort of hope that something hits home. It does, you know. They've perhaps got more time to think about things than most of us have. They're not busy rushing around shopping or buying stuff for the kids or doing all sorts of stuff like that. They've got lots of time on their hands. And the little interlude that we brought, they sang like no one's business. They really entered into the simplicity of things like Silent Night and Away in a Manger. And I think it transported them back to a time before all everything went wrong. I think sometimes that even we, in our better moments, can look back and think, oh, I wish I could go back to a time before it all went, when it was simple and not quite as complex as it is. And indeed, we start as babies, don't we? Just like that down there. It's a marvellous sight to look down on a little baby, innocent and sweet. Then they grow up and turn into the likes of us. There's a lot to be sad about, isn't there? Well, we're going to turn to carol number 36. And it's a great carol, so well known, the words of Charles Wesley, and the music of Felix Mendelssohn. I'm going to stand again to say, I don't want to stand you up too much tonight, but it keeps you active and alive, so. And number 36, we'll stand to sing the three verses through.
Thank you.
that lovely last verse is there. Did you get what it said? Born to raise the sons of earth and born to give them second birth. In John's Gospel, in the third chapter, there's an encounter with Jesus and a man who is a teacher of the law. And he comes to sort of quieten Jesus down a bit. Jesus is a strange guy, really, when he grows up, as most children are. They're never quite what you anticipate they're going to be, and Jesus certainly wasn't. No one expected him to leave his job as the village carpenter and take up this roving ministry, and to take it up in the way that he did. And the problem with folk that do things unexpected is they tend to rock boats a bit, and Jesus rocked a boat. And Nicodemus came to him by night and said, "Look, Jesus, it's like this, you know." And before he got anything out, Jesus said to him, "You must be born again. You've got to be born again. You've got to start again." And Nicodemus said, "Well, how can that happen?" And of course, he wasn't talking about a physical rebirth. He was talking about what we said before the carol, going back and starting again and having the slate wiped clean. And that's what the last verse of that carol says, that he was born to raise the sons of earth and born to give them second birth, to give you and me the possibility of returning to the state of being a blank sheet. Some of us here have experienced that. It's a kind of thing which we would hope that when we go out to places like the prison, when we go out into the streets, that might happen to somebody there. We've been privileged in the ministry that we've had over the years to have seen that happen in the lives of folk who you wouldn't have really given a second look to, and you would have walked perhaps on the other side of the road from in the days gone by. I think of one particular fella who'd done many, many years in prison and who came to a realisation that he made an absolute bodge of it, and he came and gave himself to the Lord and received that second birth. And to see him delight in the freedom that gave him was something which I and Leslie will never forget, and we praise God for that. Now we're going to listen to the singing company, if we may now. Not them, but these over here. Okay, thanks very much indeed, Tom. Thanks very much, Sing Company. Perhaps the first carol that most folk learn, that, isn't it? We always have a very good response from the townsfolk in Burton-on-Trent to our presence and the things that we do, and we praise God for them. We hope and pray, as we say, that we reach into their lives in a very real and a practical way as well. We've been very fortunate this year to have been able to distribute toys and food to about 80 families or thereabouts via various agencies and directly, And we thank everyone for their gifts and their contributions of toys and food, etc., that enables us to continue to do that. And also to the local businesses who allow us to go into their premises to take the band out to raise cash, which pays for the whole show. It isn't a cheap do. It does cost a great deal. It costs a great deal of time. And I'd like to personally thank all those who've been involved this year in all that they have done. We have had a new venture this year in conjunction with the Burton Partnership, and that is to open a soup kitchen. You may have seen the news this morning. They said they're not a good idea, soup kitchens. They keep folk on the streets. Well, believe me, there isn't another hostel in Burton-on-Trent, and the folk that come in on a Monday and a Friday to partake of just basically soup and a roll are very grateful for that which we do. We also provide an address here for them to which they can have correspondence sent. And the folk, there are not that many of them. There are perhaps about 15 or thereabouts in total. I think over the year we've had about 30, is it about 40, 40 folk, some of whom have moved on, some of whom have found some accommodation, one of whom has got himself a job, got himself sorted out off the alcohol, got himself a flat, and is spending Christmas for the first time in many years back with his family. Yeah? Now, you know, Jesus was after the one when the 99 were safe, and that's the business that we're in. If we can open our doors to be of assistance to one, or 10, or 40, or however many, then that's the reason we're here. We don't exist for ourselves. We don't exist to have a good time here at the hall, although we do have a good time. But that's not the purpose. Our existence is here to serve and serve the whosoever. We have got some prodigious talent here, which we're very thankful of in all sorts of ways. I'm going to listen to two people now with prodigious talents. One is John, who plays our piano and with such aplomb. We're fortunate to have a number of pianists here, each of whom makes very valuable contributions. But John is the guy who can really tie knots in a piano. And Eddie, who has a voice which is second to none. So we're going to listen. Thank you very much. That's I'm butchering up, you know, so I don't have to pay him when we finish.
The well-known Christmas song, I suppose you would call it, O Holy Night. Thank you.
We're going to sing Carol 42.
We're going to listen to some Christmas music now by the band, if we may.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, band. And accompanist down there. Don't worry, let them carry on. Okay. Christmas is for kids, isn't it? Of course it is, yeah, praise the Lord. Carol number 70. Again, a lovely and well-loved carol, Silent Night. The words vary. It's a translation from the German, and folk translate things very differently, don't they? If you know words that are different from these, you sing them. We're not bothered, okay? It was written, many folk know this already, it was written because of a mouse that broke into a church, like mice do in churches, and ate a hole in the side of the organ bellows, and so they couldn't play the organ. And so this guy, Joseph Moore, who was a Joseph Moore, German fella, German priest, he got his guitar out, and this is what he sang at one Christmas, which is a lovely carol. It's one of the all-time favourites. Ending with a prayer. Wondrous star, lend thy light, lend it to us, and with the angels let us sing. That singing isn't just for now, because it's with the angels in the future that our business is to sing. If you read in the book of Revelations, you see a whole host of people gathered before the Lamb, before the throne of God, and their business is to sing the praise of the Lord day and night in his temple forever. The joy of that, we start with Christmas. Let's sing the verses so you can stay seated while we do it. Thanks very much. Amen. And so he is. For he promised that where two or three were gathered in his name, there he would be in the midst of them. And we praise him for that and thank him for that. Now Sue is going to come now, and she's going to sing a solo with, again, John accompanying on the piano. Okay, thank you.
The song I'm actually going to sing is probably not very well known to many of you, if any of you at all. It was actually written in 1979, and it was a great source of comfort and strength to me at a time in my life that was quite sorrowful at the time. And as Jesus came as a baby and then died as a man for each one of us because he loved us so much, he actually came as a special delivery, and that is what the song is entitled.
Never will love be the same.
Thanks very much, Sue. Very dry in here, isn't it? You could use a glass of water, yeah?
No.
You're all right now, okay.
John 3:16. A verse that we know well, many of us. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And as we think on that, I'm going to ask the songsters to do their final song.
We're going to pull a little trio together, and they're going to bring another lovely song.
Yeah. special star that shone so bright. There must be a reason why it led.
Love. And the reason I put my bonnet on is that I'm going to read something that Catherine Booth said, and I couldn't read it really in anything but a bonnet. She said, "If you will only yield yourself up without reserve, he will work in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hear your Lord's word. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Surely, with the Father and Son, you will be able to do and suffer all things. The reason for your past failures has been the want of God. When God comes to dwell in you, when he betroths you to him in faithfulness forever, you will fail no more. His strength will be made perfect in your weakness. You will be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I doubt not, some of you are saying, how shall I realize the fulfillment of these blessed promises? I answer, by simple faith. Just as you trusted at first for justification and rested not on your feelings but on his promises, so now you must cast yourself on his blessed assurances of healing and strength, having the testimony of your own spirit that you comply with the conditions in putting away the evil and embracing the will of God. You have nothing to do but to throw yourself on his bosom and rest in his love.
The mercy seat is sprinkled with the blood of an all-sufficient atonement, so that he can receive and pardon even backsliders, if they will only believe. He says, "Return to me, and I will heal your backslidings." Now you do return. Will you not believe that he heals you? He says he will. Dare you make him a liar? You have no alternative. If you come, he either does or does not receive you. He says he does. Oh, believe him. Believe him. And he will betroth you unto him in faithfulness forever. So began a mission, a most amazing mission, the Salvation Army. Two such people in a bonnet. In our songbook, we have a song written by Charles Wesley, and it really just sums up everything in closing that we need for tonight. Oh, for a heart to praise my God, a heart from sin set free, a heart that always feels the blood so freely spilt for me, a heart resigned, submissive, meek, my great Redeemer's throne, where only Christ is heard to speak, where Jesus reigns alone. A humble, lowly, contrite heart, believing, true and clean, which neither life nor death can part from him that dwells within. A heart in every thought renewed and full of love divine, perfect and right and pure and good, a copy, Lord, of thine. Thy nature, gracious Lord, impart, come quickly from above. Write thy new name upon my heart, thy new best name of love. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. My prayer this evening is that. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. For each one of you this evening, for each soul here, that is the promise of Christmas. Now take it, please. And have a beautiful, amazing, wonderful, spirit-filled Christmas. And may he keep you safe and warm in his spirit. God bless you. Good night.
And the great thing is that those words are true. And the promises are true. And they're not just for 100 years ago, they are for today and for you. I'm going to turn to our final carol, which is number 40. No, it's not. 59. Lovely, well-known carol. Well-known carol. And the third verse is a wonderful verse. It says this, you can read it, but don't just read it, understand it. It says how silently the wondrous gift is given. So, in this manner, God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. He still does. And at that point, we come back to what was said to Nicodemus, that we get born again. We start again. And from thence we can walk with the head held high. Never mind what went on in the past. They're under the blood. They're remembered no more. And we can walk forward and witness. Give, tell to people what God has done for us and what he can do for them. And as we pray the last verse through, particularly as we sing it, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Don't say us. Say me. Descend to me, I pray. Us is everybody else. But you were never alone with God. He is one-to-one with us all the time. Cast out our sin. Whatever we've done, our regrets and all the stuff of the past, enter in, be born in us today. Be only me today. We hear the great Christmas angels their glad tidings tell. Come to me, abide with me, O Lord Emmanuel. You know, when you pray that for you, this can be the start of a Christmas you'll never forget. You can look back and say, that was the day when the old went, the new began. And it's free. And when you've done it properly, and I mean properly, not just as a whim, you'll be ever so glad you did. And you'll never regret. Never regret one day afterwards. For the old has gone and the new has come. And you live in communion with God. Well, let's pray these verses through. Amen. Remain seated while we pray. Things which always is offered in a Salvation Army meeting is what was offered in those past days, was a chance for anyone who wishes to make a commitment to God to do so, to come and kneel before the throne of grace, to kneel at the crib and perhaps to pray this lovely prayer: descend to me, I pray. And here tonight, there is a chance for anyone who wishes to come and kneel and just let the Lord do the work which you want him to do in you. What would you have me do for you? Descend to me, I pray. Well, as we sing this last verse, very prayerfully, if there's someone, just come. He's waiting for you. Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you.
And let's just close our eyes in prayer. Will you not believe that he heals you? He says he will. Dare you make him a liar? You have no alternative. If you come, he either does or does not receive you. He says he does. Believe him, and he'll betroth you unto him in faithfulness, not just for now, but forever. Lord God, our Father, we praise you and thank you for the gift of Jesus, who came into the world to show us the way. I am the way, he said. I am the truth, I am the life. There is no other way to the Father but by me. Lord, give us the wisdom to take that on board and to understand it. It's as true for us today as it ever was. And that the way to peace, to joy, and all those things which we would have and claim as our own, which we really want at this time, that they come alone from you when we enter meekly into your presence and ask you to enter into our lives. Lord, give us time over this Christmas period, yes, to enjoy, but to remember your plea for us for now and eternity. Lord, bless us. Keep us safe. Keep us strong. Increase our faith. Increase our love for one another, that we might show to the world the wonder of your love. Amen. Amen. And God bless you this night. Have a happy Christmas, a joyful Christmas, and a spirit-filled Christmas. Amen.